101 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. So, James Dolan was on with Craig and Majagogo on the Carton Show day before the parade. I understand the second apron. I would have preferred if Dolan did not bring it up the day before the parade. I didn't like the timing of that. It ended up being a talking point during Evan and Tiki's show, which I was a part of at the parade. It ended up being a talking point all weekend long. It ended up being a talking point night of the parade. It ended up being a talking point tonight, all throughout the weekend, like I said. It's going to continue to be a talking point. Now, a couple things with the second apron. Because it does sound like, ooh, you don't want to get into that second apron. If you get into the second apron, you're going to be in big trouble. For a team that just won a championship, and you're looking to retain your players, the second apron, I don't want to say it's a no biggie, but it's not like this is a team that is a first-round exit waiting to happen. It's not like a team that the Knicks haven't won, you know, this championship that they've won, and they're still trying to climb the mountain, and you don't want to go into that second apron. When you win the championship, it affords you the, I think, ability to go to the second apron, and then you can get your way out of it. It doesn't handcuff you. You're not hamstrung by the fact that you're in the second apron in, as far as bringing your players back. So that's number one. And if this team is going to run it back, and I think the Knicks have earned the opportunity to run this back, to have this same team as best as they possibly can, as far as everybody returning, you know, with the best intention of returning all these players. And that includes Mitch, that includes Shamet, that includes Diawara, which might be out of their hands, but do everything you can to keep them. Clarkson, Deuce, so on and so forth. Really the Knicks bench. Because when it comes to the starting five, none of those guys are going anywhere. But when you look at the Knicks bench, that could have the biggest turnover this offseason. And I, for one, believe this Knicks team has earned the right to run it back. Second apron be damned. Because you can work around the second apron. You can get out of the second apron. Get in it now. Bring all your players back. Go for the back-to-back championship. And then you can figure things out after that. You're in a great position. You won. You're at the top of the mountain. Just the way this team is so cohesive and connected, and you could tell they love each other. They love being teammates with each other. And it's not just the Villanova crew. It's not just the starting five. It's really top to bottom. I mean, Mikal Bridges is prancing around, and he had some week. Mikal Bridges was prancing around in a Dottier jersey at the parade, which tells you probably what he thinks about Dottier. And certainly Dottier could be a guy that gets a bigger role on this team if certain bench players find work elsewhere. Certainly the draft that's coming up in a couple days, more on that a little bit later on. There's two guys that I'm targeting that are, I'll give hints, on local teams, and are both winners. One is one of the most decorated players in college history. And my dear buddy, John Jastrzemski, can't stand him. So there's a part of me that just wants the Knicks to draft him. So he has to root for him. He's not a big fan of his. As far as, I don't think his game, but he can't stand the sight of him. But I'll get into that coming up in a little bit. And the draft first round is Tuesday night. And that's what happens when you win a championship. I mean, the offseason is here before you know it. But if I'm Leon Rose, if I'm James Dolan, together, because I think that Leon Rose has the ability to overrule Dolan. I'm sure there are times he has. And even though Dolan came out and talked about the second apron and not wanting to go to the second apron and mentioned how that's not a good thing, it could lead to a lot of bad things for a franchise. Yes. But I don't think the Knicks fit that because they just won the championship. And we're talking about retaining players. So the restrictions and the handcuffs that are on you when you're in the second apron don't really apply to the Knicks. It applies to other teams, every other team, but not the Knicks. Forget the money they made. The Knicks were crying poor before they made it to the finals? So I don't want to hear about all the money they made or why they should be in the second apron. Forget all that, because that's just, oh, they made all this money. What, they weren't making money before that? Are you kidding me? It's more about they are in a position to go to that apron. And the only way they're going to bring this entire team back is by going to the second apron. And I believe they should do that, they can do that, and it won't handcuff them like it would other teams. I believe right now there might be four or five other teams in the apron, but those are teams that, I think the Celtics are one of them, obviously they won a championship, but the Suns are in there, the Cavs are in there. And once you're in the apron, doesn't mean you can't get out of it, you can get out of the apron. But I wouldn't want to mess with this team. I really wouldn't. Not saying I don't trust Leon Rose. I do. And ultimately, in Leon, we trust. And if he's told, hey, and maybe Leon agrees with this, for all I know. I don't know. And we're never going to know, because he doesn't meet the media. So we just have to assume Leon Rose is either okay with that or not okay with that, or he has the ability to overrule a James Dolan decision like that. Like, hey, listen, I know you don't want to get into the second apron, but here's how we get there. Here's why it's not that bad of a thing, and here's how we get out of it. If he presents that plan to James Dolan, he being Leon Rose, I think James Dolan, based on the success that Leon Rose has had with his franchise, winning a championship, I think he will listen to him. I think James Dolan will listen to Leon Rose, and he will back off. I do. Assuming Leon Rose wants to go to that second apron. Because... and Leon is capable of this. But when you start to get into that vet minimum stuff and you have to catch lightning in a bottle and you have to make sure you get the right player with the right type of makeup, with the right type of chemistry with these players. Like Landry Shamet had a connection with Bridges. Alvarado had a connection with Josh Hart. That stuff mattered with this team. You know, through the power of friendship, the Knicks won a championship. And I don't know if you just bring in some... any player in that maybe doesn't have a connection to these teams and this players. I mean, it worked with Clarkson. And certainly you could try to put Kolick and Diawara, who's going to be a hot commodity. It's not going to be easy keeping him. Or Dottier or the players that they select in the draft, assuming they don't use those, which I think they could. It's on the table. They could use a pick or two to go back into future years because obviously they gave up all their, you know, a lot of first-round picks, I should say, for Bridges. Well spent, by the way. But with three picks this year, they could take one of those, maybe the first one in the second round, and ship it out for a pick next year. Absolutely on the table. But I wouldn't, and this is for Dolan, this is for fans, I would not fear the second apron. It is not as daunting as it would be if the Knicks weren't in the position they're in, and that is as the defending champs. And in order to bring this back and run this back, you have to get to that second apron. And I just wouldn't mess with this chemistry, with this connectiveness. I wouldn't do that. I'm trying to kill a bug in here, by the way, as I talk to you guys. He won't see us. I don't want to kill him. Just shoo fly. Go away. That's all I said. You're interrupting my big Nick talk here. I just think this team has earned the right to run it back and try to win a championship in back-to-back years with the same group. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Wood is in the Bronx. What's up, Wood?
Hey, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that we keep Landry Shamet. I don't know who the rest of these guys are on the bench, but if you're not going to use these guys on the bench, you better pull out some money to keep Landry Shamet. We need a three-point scorer off the bench, man. I don't trust... Deuce McBride is okay, but I will go a lot more with Landry Shamet than Deuce McBride. And the Jordan Clarkson and all these guys, you got to start using some of these guys on the bench. I kind of hate the fact that guys get a ring and they don't put in no work. They sit there, and, you know, we got guys that put them in the game. Now, talking about getting rid of the center and all this stuff like that, put the money up for the people who put in work. That's the same thing with the Mets. Y'all got rid of people who didn't put in work.
Hold on a second. Who didn't put in work on the Knicks? Who didn't put in work? Everyone put in work. I'm trying to figure out what you mean by that. And Landry Shamet, I agree with you 100%. Not only can hit big shots, but he's not afraid to take big shots, and that's what I love about Shamet. Yeah, he's a role player, but he has no fear. And when you get to the playoffs, you need guys that have no fear.
Marksman from the 3-point range.
Yeah, but also a guy that has the guts to take the shot and is not afraid of that moment.
Right. Because I remember when we had Steve Novak. I used to be a Novak fan back then. Yeah. Steve Novak. Novak was like our three-point marksman, and we didn't utilize him enough to me back then.
But the Knicks utilized their bench, I thought, brilliantly this year. And that was one of the reasons why you bring in Mike Brown. And the bench had big roles throughout this playoff run, whether it was Shamet, whether it was Deuce McBride when OG was out. Clarkson and Alvarado were great when Bridges was struggling in the first round. Alvarado was incredible in game 4. He had his moment in that 29-point comeback. Mitchell Robinson obviously played a role. So the bench came out, and they showed up and showed out. I mean, Deuce didn't have a great finals, but he had his moments. I think the bench as a whole really contributed, not only throughout the season, which includes Diawara, includes Tyler Kolek, but when it got down to the playoffs, all of those guys off the bench had their moments and all played great basketball, and that's a huge reason why the Knicks are the champions.
But if we're going to run it back, they're going to have to step up 8 minutes now. Because if you're talking about getting rid of the big fella in the middle, you know what I'm saying?
But nobody's talking about getting rid of the big fella.
From the middle.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody's talking about getting rid of the big fella, though. And if you're referring to Mitchell Robinson, I'm sure everybody in that building would love to keep him. And Mitchell Robinson has already come out and said he'd love to stay. So to me, this is unless a team comes in and just completely just overpays for Mitchell Robinson, I think the Knicks are in a great spot to retain him, and I think he wants to be here.
You know what? You're right, because you got a ring now. Let's go get my bread now. That's how it kind of is. I got my ring. Now let me go get that contract.
Well, you know what, though? I don't know, Wood, because you know what? When it comes to getting the bread or getting the bag, I'd like to think a lot of people are going to follow suit with what Jalen Brunson did. And obviously, when you're a role player, if this is your opportunity to cash in, it's definitely, like if you're Karl Anthony Towns, and we'll talk about this a little more later, but Karl Anthony Towns is up for an extension. I would love to see the Knicks extend him this offseason so it's not looming a couple years from now. He doesn't have to get the maximum extension. He can do what Jalen Brunson did. I think Karl Anthony Towns wants to be here. Karl Anthony Towns has obviously made a lot of money throughout his career. He's going to continue to make a lot of money. If he would take the hometown discount, which is asking a lot. I get that. You want to go get all the money you can. I totally understand that. But this is a special group, a special team with special chemistry. And sometimes it takes sacrifices. And Jalen Brunson is a sacrifice. It'd be nice to see Karl Anthony Towns do the same. But when you're a role player, and look, if the Celtics come along or another team comes along and they just back up the truck for Mitchell Robinson, and the Knicks are in a situation where it becomes uncomfortable, the amount of money that's getting thrown Mitchell Robinson's way, certainly that will change the conversation. But if that does not happen, and you can get Mitchell Robinson for the market, for what you think you should be paying him, and you're not overpaying, then I would not allow a second apron or anything like that to stand in your way. And I'm sure Mitchell Robinson would love to stay here, all things equal. He certainly has already come out and made that clear with these reports that we heard today, where he's already talking about, hey, I'd love to stay with the Knicks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. It is Loogie in the late night here on The Fan. Let's go to Val in the Bronx. What's up, Val?
Pretty boy Tommy Lou. How you doing, Doug?
Hey, Val. I'm doing great. Good to hear from you.
Man, we haven't spoken since day one, but I was listening to everything, man. I already said my thank you to the fans. I said my thank you to all the hosts on the Fan. You know, and you and Gallo, especially, I held it down championship night. So it was a beautiful thing.
Appreciate that. It was an awesome feeling to be on the air during that moment with Gallo. So thank you for listening, and I appreciate all the kind words.
Man, you had it good. You don't need me. That's the stuff of living dreams, bro.
No doubt.
That's the stuff of
living dreams. It might sound hyperbolic, but it's not. I'm on the station I love, grew up listening to, always wanted to work on. I've obviously always loved the Knicks. It was the first team I fell in love with as a sports fan. So to combine both on a special night like that was truly just the high mark of my career and just an incredible, incredible experience.
I'm right. I like where you're going with this show. You know, I got 4 points for you, but I think our offseason and our season next year is going to be good. But I like where you're going with this show because I knew this was going to happen, and your calculus is just right. because I figured, you know, it was, you know, give it 5 seconds after sanitation took the confetti or ticker tape off the ground, and you were going to already start. It was just the pace at which the intermittent drops of doubt were going to come through. But you were right. Sooner or later, all this stuff is going to start up again, and we're going to start all this doubt and all this stuff like that. But let me tell you 4 reasons why I know we good. The first one, first off, keep in mind, and you are somebody that I've heard say it over and over again, you know, and I like when you say that, brick by brick by brick. Leon Rose, we have already done the first set of hard work, the brick by brick to get to build this championship.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to say that, you know, repeating is easy because we all know it's not. You know what I mean? Especially this day and age with the parity that exists in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But if the guy was intelligent enough, savvy enough, smooth enough, you know what I'm saying, and had enough foresight to build this to what it is now, not that it's not difficult, but the easier the two prospects would have to be maintaining what you already got. And I got to believe, like I always say, in Leon Rose, I trust. You know he got it. I mean, Dolan already told you in the same interview that he had with Carton and them, he told you that they already started having meetings about what they're looking forward to as far as the offseason.
Yeah, and as well as they should, Val, because the offseason is basically starting in 48 hours with the draft.
There you go. And I'll tell you, reason number two, you said it earlier as well. Most of the team is still under control. The pieces we're talking about as far as, you know, things to try to hold on to,
yep,
are things that we're talking about for our bench.
Bench players.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
And a cat extension.
He's obviously under contract for a couple of years, but he's up for an extension, and you could put all that to bed, especially if he takes a hometown discount. And that's something that I would certainly do, and hopefully Cat will play ball there. Look, I don't want to touch his money, but Jalen Brunson did it. Hopefully Karl-Anthony Towns will follow what Jalen Brunson did.
I think it's a little bit too early to even think that could be negative, because at this point, we all in the afterglow, both the brain trust and Cat, we all in the afterglow of the chip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if we start in conversations now trying to get you to stay, as opposed to, like, you know, in the end, you know, we don't have any rights to you and somebody else is talking to you, that's not what we're talking about. So even that, I'm not worried about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I give you another reason, too. All right? Reason number three. The trajectory that we took to get to where we are now had a lot of losing before we actually got this win. The way you talk about Jalen with all that stuff as far as, like, you know, him seeming like and having the kind of temperament and tone that makes you think that he's still hungry for this, it's not just that. They know what losing feels like. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they were so serious about trying to get it done this year, too, because they wanted to get to know what winning feels like. And having known what that is, if you put two options in front of you, which one do you think them guys are going to choose? Don't nobody want to get that feeling of losing. They went through that already.
Yep.
They want that feeling that they just got for winning. You know what I'm saying? And the last one I'll tell you, that all that stuff with it, like, I think people are twisting Dolan's words just a little bit and reading a little bit much into it. Because I don't think he's even really, what he's telling you, he said, I will sign whatever check I need to or that is necessary or possible. But the stuff that they're talking about with that second apron is because they're also trying to be smart and savvy that they don't do things that kind of like jeopardize us moving forward. God forbid we actually do get a nice season next year and we start chasing some trade deadline comes around. We also want our hands free to be able to do the other things that we need to do if we need to find somebody in the margins. We don't want stuff to be difficult for us. There are tons and tons of alternatives and options that exist for us right now. You enjoy where we are, but understand as well too that the future is beautiful and bright. Let's not get into that doubt. Just like we said the last time I spoke to you, until they give you a reason not to believe, there's no reason to stop believing.
100%
agree
with that.
You just got to keep going with it, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep, and I love your energy and the way that you're going with it. Because it's going to start up. But the positive Tommy, the ticker tape Tommy, all of that. Pretty boy Tommy Lou, I need you to calm and quiet all of that noise that's going to happen over the next few weeks as we go through this offseason. Because we got this going again.
No doubt.
Let's get it. Have a good one, T.
Yeah, you too, Val. Good to hear from you. It's funny because, and the stuff that you ended the phone call there with, the parade, the championship, the dominating, historical, incredible run that the Knicks went on. 22 down in game one of these conference finals, 29 down in game four of the NBA finals. Jalen Brunson putting together one of the greatest performances ever. I don't care what sport you're talking about. Ever in that game five. We as Knicks fans were treated to something extraordinary from a franchise that it felt like for years, not the last couple, but for decades, like we were never going to see something like this. It was always, why can't we get that superstar? Why can't we get that ping pong ball or lottery ball to bounce our way? Why can't that be us? Or if we can't be that, why can't we be like that Pistons team with Rip Hamilton and Chauncey Billups and Ben Wallace and Rasheed Wallace and Tayshaun Prince? And why can't we be like one of those teams or that Dallas team with Dirk? Why can't we win a championship? And now we as Knicks fans, we have tasted sweet success. And boy, is it sweet. And I thought Mike Breen put it perfectly in the final call as the Knicks won a championship. He used words like dream. He used words like cry. He just painted it, Mike Breen did, so eloquently and so perfectly as a Knicks fan, as the voice of the Knicks. But now as the confetti has fallen to the ground, now that the parade has come and gone, now that the finals is in the rearview mirror, the offseason has begun. A new chapter in this era of Knicks basketball is about to begin. Leon Rose is already ahead of it. Jalen Brunson is already ahead of it. And soon, we as fans are going to join in. The draft is Tuesday night. Tuesday. The parade was Thursday. The draft is Tuesday. And the Knicks have picks. And I think a lot of interesting prospects are sitting there. High character guys, winners, players that I think fit their system. Couple dudes that are local that I'm going to bring up coming up soon that I love. And yours truly, if you've listened to me over the years, you know I come with a lot of credibility on this. I watch a ton of college basketball. First couple days of the NCAA tournament are my favorite days on the sports calendar. I watch these games all the time on Saturdays. I love the NCAA tournament. So I do watch a lot of college basketball. So I don't need to do any scouting or any type of research. I've watched all these players play. And there's a few guys that I'm very excited about. And I think it lines up for the Knicks to take both of these players. Now, they could trade to get to other years, you know, take a pick and send it somewhere and get a pick for next year, the year after, things of that nature. I'm going to try to view this all things equal, that they won't do that. Because obviously, if they do, and I wouldn't have an issue with it if they do, because it would tell me that they're probably confident. Not only do they want to get picks for the future years, because Leon Rose is always playing chess, but also they're confident in keeping their players and or the development of Dottier, the development of Kolek, and the idea of we can keep Mo Diawara, which is not going to be easy. Showed a lot of promise, super young. That could be a situation where the Knicks are on the short end of the stick. I hope not, but it could be. But yeah, I think we're going to be inundated with, especially with the second apron comment, Knicks fans, because I've already heard from a lot of them, off air, on air, that are nervous about those comments. What I would say is this. Calm your fears. Everybody last year, or I shouldn't say a blanket statement like that. A lot of people last year felt like James Dolan was back to being the meddling James Dolan. He had his hands all over the Tibbs firing, and there were many that blamed him for that decision and thought the Knicks are now going to go backwards. Dolan has taken over. Leon Rose doesn't have a say. When all along, I think firing Tibbs was an organizational decision that includes the roommates, because they have a lot of stroke, and if they wanted the coach here, he would have stayed here. It's just my thinking. I could be wrong. Maybe I don't know the NBA as well as I know the NBA, but when star players or guys that have a lot of stroke want something done, it either gets done or they want somebody to stick around. Usually, they stick around, especially coaching-wise. But it ended up being the best thing they could have done because as great as Tibbs was, and Tibbs deserves a lot of credit for this championship as the guy that turned LOL Knicks into a sustained playoff appearancer year in and year out, he also couldn't get them, I believe, to the next level. And Mike Brown has all the traits of a guy that throughout this year that listened, that worked in the committee, that would play the bench, that would develop their young players. You saw it with Kolick, you saw it with Diawara. People are very high on Dottier. Mike Brown made all the necessary adjustments during the playoffs. Tibbs didn't always do that. And Mike Brown seemed to be the Joe Torre here to the Tibbs being the Buck Showalter. Doesn't mean Buck Showalter ain't a damn good manager. He certainly proved that throughout his career. Tibbs has certainly proved that he is a heck of a coach and a heck of a basketball guy throughout his career. But Mike Brown, he's not some scrub walking in here. He's had success. He got the Kings to the playoffs. That alone should have been the eye-opening thing. Got the Sacramento Kings to the playoffs. The next person to get the Jets to the playoffs, you're going to think a lot about him as a coach, I would imagine, right? Well, the Kings were the Jets all those years, as far as a drought. People thought Dolan was meddling last year. He wasn't. He was listening. He was listening to Leon, to Wes, to, I think, coaches that were on the staff, players. He listened. I think this year it's the same thing. He will listen. Dolan will listen if a plan is presented his way that includes or ultimately ends with the second apron. I don't think he's meddling. I don't think he's, oh, you made all this money and now he's... Deep breaths, relax. I'm on your side as far as it was bad timing. I wouldn't have said that. Now, look, he's doing an interview. It is what it is. I wouldn't have said that on the eve of the parade. I probably wouldn't have that in the atmosphere because there are some Knick fans that can block it out, but there are others that either are bogged down by that phrase or it put a little bit of rain in their parade. It's something they didn't want to hear 24 hours before the Knicks were about to go down the Canyon of Heroes, or a little under 24 hours. I totally understand that. I totally respect that. My reaction to it at the time, and I said it with Evan and Teak on Thursday, was I'm not worried about it. I think it's just words. I trust Leon Rose. I trust that he could get the message across if he wants to go to the second apron, which I think ultimately comes down to Leon Rose. Leon Rose, as far as I'm concerned, runs this organization. I mean, how could he not, based on his success, based on his track record? And we've even heard that from Dolan. Look, Leon has say, he can override me. You know, we could. That was about Giannis, which we'll get into later as well. And we're going to talk about the contenders, speaking of Giannis, in the East, and who could provide the biggest threat for the Knicks getting back to the finals in 2027. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-8019 is the phone number to join the conversation. If you are on hold right now, I see a bunch of you up there. We will get to you. We have plenty of time tonight, but we'll get to you quickly. We will also talk about Karl-Anthony Towns in depth, why I think he and the Knicks should get on the same page here, sign that extension, not for the max, but sign an extension. I think Karl-Anthony Towns obviously is a major part of this team. I don't like the fact that it's already a talking point, his pending free agency and how he might not be a part of this core going, you know, next couple of years, but then after that, I would keep this starting five together. I think it's the best starting five in the league. So I'll explain that further and more in depth as we navigate through the after hours, the five-hour Big Lugowski here. We'll talk about the draft, which is Tuesday night. The Knicks have several picks. Give you a couple guys that I like. that I think the Knicks should target, and I would love to see join this franchise. So there's plenty to do, plus your phone calls. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on the Fan. 137 here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Loogie! It is After Hours here on the Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Parade on Thursday. NBA draft on Tuesday. That's what I'm talking about here. It's not weeks and weeks and weeks of the Knicks fell short or they had a bad year. It's you win this championship, you go on this run, you have a parade, you have a week that none of us will ever forget. Ever. Culminating Saturday night, but that comeback in game four and then the parade, obviously, this past Thursday and all the days leading up to the parade. It's a week, it's moments that none of us will ever forget. And now, to me, the Knicks are, and we as fans are in the best position that you can be in. You're the champs. You got the draft coming up. You got free agency coming up. This Giannis nonsense doesn't want to go away. Just go to Miami at some point or go to Boston and just let us all be escaped from this nightmare that is Giannis. I could see it happening on Tuesday right before the draft. Let him go to Miami. Not going to make them much better. And we'll do this more in depth coming up later on in the show. The teams in the East and who could present the biggest issue for the Knicks getting back to the finals in 2027. But I don't think, spoiler alert, I don't think Giannis is putting the Heat over the top. I don't. I really don't. I think Giannis, and this is one of the reasons I didn't want him on the Knicks, aging player, deficiencies on the offensive end of the court, can be a liability on the offensive side of the court, especially late in games, doesn't have a go-to move, doesn't hit free throws, not going to age well because he's not a jump shooter, which Karl-Anthony Towns is, which is why I would give him the extension. I don't think a Karl-Anthony Towns contract is going to age poorly at the back end of it. He can shoot. I look at guys like Russell Westbrook at the end of his career. I mean, the guy can't hit a jump shot. So his ability to impact the basketball game greatly diminishes the older he gets because he's not the same player he was and he can't lean on a jump shot. Karl-Anthony Towns can. Giannis can't. So I'd much rather have Karl-Anthony Towns on an extension, which he's eligible for this offseason, which I think is top priority, by the way, for the Knicks. We've extensively talked about the bench because they have so many guys that could be here, could not be here, and we all know the starting five is coming back, which is a great thing, but Karl-Anthony Towns is available for an extension. If I'm the Knicks, I would extend him. If I was Karl-Anthony Towns, and I really hope he feels this way, I hope he follows suit with Jalen Brunson and takes more of a hometown discount and shows that he truly wants to be here. This is New York. You can go somewhere else. You've already seen what it looks like in Minnesota. You want to go back somewhere else like that? Or do you want to do it here in New York City? The big time. The Big Apple, the bright lights, Broadway, Midtown Manhattan, the Mecca of basketball. Do it here. Continue to do it here. So I hope that Leon Rose, this Knicks organization, gets with Cat. Cat won't try to get the max money here for an extension, and they get this done, just like they got it done with Bridges last offseason. Just like Jalen Brunson took a hometown discount. Karl-Anthony Towns, which this is his home, obviously a local guy from Jersey, looked as happy as anybody at that parade. And I get it. He had a lot of doubters. Cat had a lot of doubters, had a lot of naysayers, had a lot of people that said he was soft and couldn't get it done and would never win the chip as long as Karl-Anthony Towns is on your team. A lot of negative things said about Karl-Anthony Towns, and at times justified. Not this year, as he had the best plus-minus ever in the history of the NBA, and was the finals MVP over the first couple games. But that, to me, is a big priority, getting this done with Karl-Anthony Towns. And by big, I mean top. And by top, I mean number one. Number one. Because I don't think Karl Anthony Towns will age poorly. I don't think that contract will look bad down the line. I just don't. Where Giannis, please. I mean, let him be Miami's problem. Let him go to Boston. OKC, whatever the case may be. It's certainly heating up, I suppose, pun intended, that he's going to go to Miami. But when you're talking about maybe getting rid of a Tyler Hero, I don't think it's going to put Miami over the top. A Giannis acquisition or acquiring Giannis. I don't think that puts him over the top at all. I really don't. I don't even think it puts him in the top three in the East. .888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. But certainly number one for Leon Rose outside, not in time order because, or chronological order, the draft is in a couple nights. After that, you sit down, you talk to Karl Anthony Towns, you get on the same page, you extend that man, and you keep this starting five together as long as humanly possible. Andrew is calling from Brooklyn here on After Hours. What's up, Andrew?
Boogie, what's good, man?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, so, you know, I wanted to a little about the Knicks. And, you know, I would love, I'm with you, I would love to run it back with the same team, same guys. But we see that the Knicks and the Leon Rose, they operate in the abstract. You know, they do what we don't think they're going to do.
True.
Or we're there. It's not very popular from Julius Randle for Cat. Mikal Bridges and the picks, the firing of Tibbs. So they do what they want to do. So I wouldn't be shocked if something shocking was done. But let me just give you a concern I have as a Knicks fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm elated. I'm still happy, right? But I Googled the top teams in the NBA with upcoming draft capital. Five teams came up. Two of those teams are the Spurs and the Thunder.
Yes, they are.
So my thing is this. You know, Hart, Bridges, Brunson, they in their late 20s. Brunson going to be 30 soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Isaiah Evans is not available, which I feel is a high-value player, the way he's projected to be.
Out of North Carolina, great right. wing defender. Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. And the Thunder's projected to get this Luxembourg kid from Michigan, who's Michigan's best friend, that's the Thunder. If Evans is not there, trade the pick for future first-round picks. They have to build the draft capital now. Don't wait for our guys to get old in the next 3 to 4 years, and we want to jettison them out of here. Because you know that's going to come. Build the draft capital.
Yeah.
Appreciate the time, bro.
Yeah, you got it, Drew. I certainly think that's on the table. I don't know if they... So they have three picks. One late first, early second, and then obviously later on in the draft. But I could see them taking one of those picks and building up. I don't think they want to do both. But I do think in Leon Rose's mind, he is now going to try to recoup some of the picks that he has given up. Because Leon Rose is amazing at his job. And you're right. Starting with Brunson on down the line. And the Midday Show, Evan and Tiki, they did an amazing job, and by they, well, they all did, but I mean, they reacted to it. Evan obviously got the audio of everybody's takes here at WFN that was on the air at the time when Jalen Brunson was acquired, or the around about time when he was acquired. And obviously, it wasn't the most popular decision by hosts here. He is now, Evan is acquiring OG Anunoby. Trade reaction here on WFAN. I remember it well. I was on the air Saturday. I could tell you with a spoiler alert, I love the trade. So you're going to hear that audio, I think, coming up this week or next week. But I remember it vividly. I remember where I was when I got the news. I remember being on the air. It was a Saturday night. I remember doing the entire show on it, how excited I was. And obviously, OG Anunoby has turned himself into, I think, a top 25 player in the league. When you consider his two-way ability, he was the finals MVP going into Game 5. Obviously, Jalen Brunson took that from him with a performance for the ages. But you're right. Each move that Leon has made has been heavily criticized. You can't give up Dante. You can't give up five first-round picks. You can't bring in Carl Anthony Towns. You can't bring in OG Anunoby. You can't trade RJ and IQ. You can't give Jalen Brunson this type of money. You can't build your team around Jalen Brunson. You can't fire Tibbs. You can't hire Mike Brown. You can't work with Dolan. He'll try to meddle. All these can't. And Leon Rose turned all those can'ts into a championship. So whether it's keeping these picks and drafting players in this upcoming draft, which is certainly one route to take, or keeping some of them, trading another, and getting picks down the line, or a pick down the line, you know, next year, year after, whatever the case may be, I would say that's where the Knicks are probably going to go, the latter. But I am certainly open to them drafting and using all their picks this year. And we'll get into, coming up in a little bit, some of the guys that I am targeting. And I want high character winners from big time programs that played under great college coaches. A couple of hints there. Those are the type of players I want here. Winners. Good DNA. Winning DNA. I'm not going to get, just like with Brunson, I'm not going to get hung up on height. I'm not going to get hung up on he's not the prototypical this, that, and the other. I'm throwing that stuff out the window. And I think we all should. Not everybody's going to be Jalen Brunson, but a big reason why Brunson is where he is because of work ethic, because of how he came up as far as with Jay Wright as his coach, the culture that certainly existed at Villanova when Jay Wright was there, and why they were able to win championships and why they were able to produce. Look at the players. You're talking about Brunson and Hart and Bridges and Dante. I mean, these are bona fide studs in the league, with Jalen being the crown jewel as a second-round pick. And then I start thinking about the great second-round picks, and I'm just going more modern times. Jalen, Kawhi Leonard come to mind immediately. And it just goes to show you, if you draft correctly and you bring in high-character winners, you can be in the first round, you can be in the second round. There are diamonds in the rough. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Steve in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how's it going, Tommy? Congratulations to your team winning.
Thank you.
Year.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I appreciate that.
I agree with you. Run it back with the whole team, even if they do bounce into that second apron, because like you stated, they can get out of it.
Yep. Oh, for sure.
And what I would like to see, hopefully, coming out of the draft, they get this kid, Henry Vassar, from University of North Carolina.
Stretch big, like his game a lot.
Yeah, I think he would be an addition to help him get to that back-to-back. Mm-hmm. And then the following season, bring back Dante DiVincenzo for a three-peat.
Yeah, you know what? It's so funny because I thought about Dante a lot here throughout the year and last year. And I would, Steve, really, 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 really be into and here for a Dante reunion. There were some rumors and some speculation at the deadline that the Knicks were interested in him. That would have been awesome if Dante was a part of this. He was one of the guys that obviously meant a lot to this team and this fan base, and of course the connection with his Villanova brethren. If they could find a way to get Dante back here on this roster and win a championship with him, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I agree with you. Even though I had totally forgot that he had a ring before any of them.
Well, the Warriors.
Milwaukee.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, Milwaukee. My apologies. Yeah.
All right. So good luck to him and get that back-to-back championship and work on that third one for a three-peat.
Yeah, like I said, if the Knicks can win the next 100 championships in a row, I'm down for it. We'll start with one and go from there. Let me just put this out in the atmosphere, too. And I said it Thursday at the parade show, but I'm going to expand on it a little bit because it's not only business, but this is personal. Wemby's stock completely plummeted as the face of the league. Now you want to tell me he's a villain? You want to tell me he's, as they say in wrestling, a heel? You want to tell me he's the bad guy? You want to tell me he is now in that role and that's the perfect role for someone like him? But the bottom line is this. The league wanted him to be the face of the league. The national media wanted Wemby to be the face of the league. And his stock completely and utterly plummeted throughout this run. Whether it was dirty plays, whether it was skipping the media, whether it was not shaking hands, whether it was just the constant flagrant fouls that weren't called, and Wemby acting like an immature baby, somebody not clutch, not ready for this moment. And what he did, that stunt he pulled at the end of game five as the finals concluded and the Knicks won a championship, and Wemby showed zero class. And I don't want to hear about the Pistons and what they did to the Bulls all those years ago. When you win back-to-back championships, do whatever the heck you want. Last time I checked, Wemby hasn't won a ring. So for him to act like that and not want to shake anybody's hands and get the heck out of Dodge, well, that just shows you the type of character he has. That shows you the type of personality he has. And he could certainly take a page out of Jalen Brunson's playbook on how to be a professional, that's for sure. But I see the Knicks and Spurs meeting again. Because the Spurs are going to get better. They are going to gain more experience. They do have a lot of draft capital. They do have a destination as far as their team that I think a lot of people will want to be a part of. I think they will do everything in their power to get rid of De'Aaron Fox as well. They should. I mean, De'Aaron Fox should have got a ring. You talk about all these celebrities, Knicks fans that got rings. I would have given one to De'Aaron Fox. That's how bad he was in that series. And he should have been invited to the parade. He was just downright awful. I think the Spurs are going to be back in the finals. I think the Knicks are going to be back in the finals. And when they meet again, this time, when the Knicks are victorious, Wemby will have no choice but to shake Jalen Brunson's hand. We'll have no choice. And I'm here for that. Because that was BS, quite frankly. Like I said, if the Bad Boy Pistons, where there was a lot of beef with Jordan and Isaiah, if they wanted to stiff Michael Jordan and that young upstart Bulls team that they had their way with the last couple years, that's their prerogative as champions, back to back. The Spurs haven't earned the right to act the way they acted, especially Wemby. I mean, I don't know where he gets the nerve, quite frankly. I mean, who do you think you are? You haven't done anything yet. Everyone tried to anoint you as the guy, but you're not. You're not. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. If you're on hold right now, we will get to you next segment. I want to talk about the draft. I want to talk about my targets for the Knicks, two guys that I'm looking at. We will discuss more about the offseason, more about what happened over the weekend, the roommates show, the podcast that aired, the live show of that, some of the things that Josh had to say, some of the things that Jalen Brunson had to say. So we got more Knick talk coming your way. We'll mix in the baseball. We'll mix in a little World Cup. I told you we will. I told you we will. Patriotic Tommy will make a small appearance on After Hours tonight. So there's a lot to get to over the next 3 hours. But if you're on hold, we will get to you in the next segment right away. And if you want to join the conversation, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. And as I've talked about a few times here, and we'll go more in depth to it next segment, the draft for the NBA is Tuesday night. The first round will be Tuesday night. The second round will be Wednesday night. The Knicks, they have a 3 picks. The Nets, yes, the Nets have a top 10 pick as well. So it's going to be a very busy, very fun basketball night here in New York City. I will have you with After Hours after the Yankee game on Tuesday night, which is an early start time, 6:40. They're out in Detroit, so that'll be Tuesday night. So plenty of time. I'll probably be on a little earlier, 10 o'clock or so. So hours and hours and hours to react. Maybe even live reaction to the Knicks picks, perhaps. Or pick, I should say, because it's first round. Maybe even a live reaction. That would be awesome. Let's hope for that. But that'll be coming up Tuesday, and then obviously round two the next night I'll be on with you. Same type of thing. Yankees early, 6:40. After Hours coming up after that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Lugi in the Late Night. Tommy Lugauer here on the Fan.